the Good News Station.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama is still defending the Iran nuclear deal. He just held a press conference claiming Iran will be punished if they don't abide by the deal.
With this deal, if Iran violates its commitments, there will be real consequences. Nuclear-related sanctions that have helped to cripple the Iranian economy will snap back into place.
But Kentucky Senator Rand Paul told Fox News that Iran still has a significant nuclear capacity, more than what is needed for a peaceful program.
And so that, along with the administration admitting that Iran will still be involved in proxy wars, will still be involved with terrorism, I find it hard to believe that that's really showing. I think if you're going to have an agreement with the Iranians, we need to show that they are going to significantly be changing their behavior.
He plans to vote no to the deal. Congress must approve it, and many members are against it. This is USA Headline News.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
USA Christian News. Over the years, not only was Israel able to claim that the baptism of Christ occurred in their country, but also Jordan. Some people visited both the eastern and the western banks of the Jordan River, claimed by the two countries as the site. Now the United Nations has waded in with a claim that it was on Jordan's eastern bank, proclaiming it a World Heritage Site. Scholars say there is no definitive evidence about the exact location. The description of the baptism of Christ is found in John 1:28 as the possible location, the eastern bank. These things were done in Bethany beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Archaeologist Jody Magnus is a professor of religious studies at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
The only way we could actually ever know, and I don't think this will happen, is if we discovered an authentic ancient inscription from the time of Jesus that said this is where Jesus was baptized.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded woman's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
To get out ahead of this and to communicate with the people of the state of Texas to help reduce the concern.
The operation will run for 8 weeks, and during that time, some groups will be patrolling the area, watching for soldiers and taping their activity. Congressional investigators say phony applicants that signed up last year under Obamacare got automatically re-enrolled for 2015, and some were rewarded with even bigger taxpayer subsidies for their insurance. Healthcare.gov does not appear to be set up to detect fraud, the Government Accountability Office said in testimony for a Senate committee. A spokesman for the Israeli opposition leader Isaac Herzog says the left-center lawmaker will travel to Washington to discuss Israel's concern about the Iranian nuclear deal. There is widespread objection in Israel to the deal. A Herzog spokesman in Washington says the Israeli opposition leader will discuss its security implications. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
Here's Joey like this. You know, Pastor Tom,
yes.
When we first came in here, you were pretty reverent. Now it's, here's Joey.
What's he talking about, guys?
What's he talking about?
It's a reference to Ed McMahon.
You know, we started doing these shows 10 or 12 years ago, and it's very fortuitous that we have the original three members here today, and we have the second oldest member.
No? Well, maybe. Second oldest. I gotta poll everybody
here. I'm gonna say,
who's old.
I don't know which one of you looks older, you or Dan, but
I look older.
Yeah,
he's just smarter.
He's way too kind.
Don't worry, it's a setup.
He's also a politician.
It's also a setup. Don't worry, he'll get you later. So Team Martech started 10 or 12 years ago. Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, Greg Fasula, attorney, and Joe Martech, financial advisor. And the concept was very simple back then. When you have a bunch of clients, the questions constantly come up, or at least I would bring up to my clients, one of the first things I would say to them is, are you ready to die? Now, Greg Fasula, attorney, would say, Joe, you're not supposed to say it that way. You're supposed to say,
estate planning.
Have you done your estate planning? And I said, but Greg, an estate usually means people have lots of stuff, like they have an estate.
Not really.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
No.
So I have to explain.
Let's say you have an automobile out in your garage or your driveway.
Right.
Well, that's an estate.
That's your whole
estate.
It
could be your house.
It could be.
A pack of gum could be your whole estate.
Could be.
I mean, here's the whole
thing.
Any
possession.
What's probatable of that estate? The pack of gum?
If it's not under the will, if it's under the will, you have to do it.
Unless you have like rights to survivorship.
Rights to survivorship of my gum.
So the whole concept was, now even though we have fun with this show, and we hope you call in and understand that, yes, we can answer serious questions, but the bottom line is we've been doing these things for like 12 years, and it's hard to stay real serious when we got three conservatives here and one liberal, so we got to pick on the liberal once in a while.
You know, I'm in the middle, like the majority
of people.
How'd
you know I was talking about you?
The majority of people in this country. But anybody left of Joe is a liberal.
Very good. That. Thank you. And Pastor Tom?
Yes, what?
Yes, what? Right? Are you hiding?
I'm trying to. Trying
to make 4-1?
So literally, the concept of finding an attorney that was, quote, user-friendly, not pretentious, not arrogant, a good listener. I mean, quite honestly, Greg, have you ever met such a person that also was an attorney?
That boy put you on a spot.
That also was an attorney?
Yeah, that had those qualities? Other than you.
He's agonizing.
He is agonizing over this answer.
He's having a real hard time searching my memory.
Greg, just say, yes, I have.
Go ahead.
I
want you to write down his name so I can call him.
You guys could go back to my law school days.
Well, here's what happened. And Vince Rosino, CPA, who's sitting here, Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, sitting here. How many times have we had to deal with attorneys that really just aggravated us to no end because we weren't intimidated by them? Very often an attorney, by nature, wears that label of an intimidator.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I first time I went into Willie Gary's office, and I respect Willie to no end, but when you got a $30,000 rug under your desk, I mean, that's kind of intimidating.
It is.
Well, you know, each you know, attorney has specialties.
Yeah.
Okay, like if I'm using Greg, for what he specializes in.
Right.
Okay, and he does a real good job at that. But I probably wouldn't call him for certain law things. I may need a bulldog for certain things. So You know, I'm sure mm-hmm. Greg will agree with that. Mm-hmm. You choose that professional. It's like you choose a professional doctor who specializes in certain things, or an accountant who does certain things.
So that became where Greg, I needed, when I have my new client, new prospect or suspect, and they don't have a will or a trust, I don't need them walking into somebody's office being intimidated and they're shaking and they're worried.
Joe, right. As a professional,
right,
you never get impressed or shouldn't be by the accoutrements of the office.
Quote,
it's what you know, not what is surrounding him.
Yeah, but you understand, I mean, now.
Close, you're not operating out of a, you know, a sewer.
The regular person hasn't put in all this time to become a forensic CPA and gone through all of this education.
That's exactly the point. So if you have a nice car and a $30,000 mm-hmm. rug, so what does that got, or carpet, what's that got to do with what you have up in your head?
It does. That's true, it doesn't, but. Some people are impressed by some appearance. Some people are also intimidated.
So, back at the very beginning, 20-some years ago, when I met Greg for the first time, he was a nice guy.
He was? What happened?
I don't know. He's become a liberal in the meantime. But anyway. Well,
the way you put that. When I first met him 30 years ago, he was a nice guy.
But then what happened is I'd have various other attorneys that I would use based on geography. Like if somebody would say, okay, Joe, I live in South Stewart. Who are we going to go to? I said, well, I know an attorney that's in Stewart. We'll go there. And oftentimes I'd walk out of the office kind of sick to my stomach because of what this guy was doing to this person and how he was handling the situation. And this also, as we all know, comes back to haunt you you refer somebody to somebody
majority of all my clients who need attorneys, they don't need criminal attorneys.
Right.
They need attorneys who can help them with their financial planning, and that's where Greg came in. And I'll be honest with you, even if Greg had a $30,000 rug and drove a Rolls and had a big old place and gave the appearance of affluence and success, if he wasn't competent, I'd never send anybody there.
Thank you. See that, amen. Right? Mm-hmm. Amen. See that? Exactly.
So the
right.
whole concept was, exactly when we right. started putting the group together, was to try to find people that were not new in business, who were competent, big word now, had integrity. Integrity is probably the biggest single word. People that you could trust what they said. And it took us a little while. Greg, you remember back when we started doing these things, you know, and then Dan and you and I started doing these shows. And it's grown now to add Vince Rosino, CPA. And it was a big thing having a CPA in the group, because back again, guilt by association. If I have a client of mine that says, Joe, I need to have somebody to do my taxes, and I've got to have somebody that is competent and also user-friendly. User-friendly is a big thing to me. Mm-hmm. People that are not arrogant, mm-hmm. not arrogant. And then over a period of time, we've also added Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, who happens to be the hardest working realtor alive, who's only been in a business since 1980, and Mike Paulus, mortgage broker. So the concept of our group, very honestly, was to handle most of the questions that might come up in our target market area.
It's pretty well-rounded, Joe. We have, of the professionals who I am asked for references,
right,
I think we cover about 90% of people who ask me, do you know a lawyer, do you know an accountant, do you know somebody? About 90% of the questions are going to revolve around the people we currently have right. involved with us.
There you go. 1-888-221-8990. This is a talk show, and not always are people happy that I'm talking all the time. Can you believe that?
No.
I heard that mentioned. That's a vicious rumor.
Greg, is that amazing?
It's amazing. Hard to believe.
Hard to believe.
1-888-221-8990. You have any questions for Vince Rosino, CPA? Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, Greg Fasula, attorney, Joe Martek, financial advisor, and even Pastor Tom.
Pastor Tom.
I mean, Wyatt? He's got opinions.
He does, absolutely. But he's not sharing.
I do,
with
and
us.
I've been told to keep them to myself.
That's right.
I know. We're not talking to your wife now.
He's very wise. He's wise.
But so, Joe, if they wanted to call after the show, let's suppose that some people are intimidated.
Right.
They can do that too.
Point is, this phone number is available all the time. You can call, and Pastor Tom or Connie will take your name and number and have us call you back. Whatever questions you may have, we're here to help. We've been very blessed. Everybody in our group has been in business a long, long time. We all live here. I hope to die here, just not necessarily soon. I got a few people wouldn't mind, but you know, we're not going to talk about them. But the key thing that we're doing as a group, and Dan and I have had this happen to us on more than one occasion. Clients of ours have said, you know what I like about you guys is it's like sitting around a kitchen table. It's like
you should feel comfortable, you know, with what our advice is, and hopefully we don't come across arrogant.
There is
this
my point.
Is the way I would talk if we were having dinner at my house.
Exactly.
Same way.
Mm-hmm. In fact, speaking of Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, this was a big thing, because those of you that have lived in Florida, especially when Hurricane Andrew hit, and after it put like 11 or 12 insurance companies out of business, and then a lot of insurance companies decided they didn't want to keep you anymore. They either dropped you, non-renewed you, doubled or tripled your premiums. The key thing was having an independent insurance agent who didn't work for one company, but worked for the client. And then I needed to have somebody that had been in business a long time. I mean, Dan's been in business so long that he makes me look young.
You just naturally look young, Joe.
I tell you, this man, I don't know. He took his extra nice pills today.
He took his extra 35 or 7 years. He
somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere he's been in business in the same, well, not the same office, but
no,
the same
not the
time.
Same offices. I've had multiple locations, and then we've consolidated. I mean, the clientele base runs from down to the Keys to North Carolina out to Puerto Rico. So, you know, we've got a pretty wide base. It's just that the majority of my stuff is probably from Vero south to maybe Miami.
There you go.
Okay.
And he's located at the corner almost of US 1 and Port St. Lucie Boulevard.
Well, you know, there's a reason I started there, not to give a long history, but, you know, long, long ago in another life, I worked for the United States Chamber of Commerce. And that Port St. Lucie was the middle of my territory, and that's why I lived there. And then when I decided to start my own business, I stayed there.
See that? There's a reason.
That's a very good reason.
You know, everything has a reason.
Plus, there's
Greg.
A lot of growth there.
Why are you not in Montana?
I know an attorney who is out of Port St. Louis.
That's
a good
hard
question.
To figure.
So, literally, the game plan was to either make people money or save people money, and to try to help them with different situations. And in spite of the fact I pick on Greg quite a bit, I will tell you, I've watched Greg Fasula go out of his way to help people. And I think that's probably one of the greatest compliments I can give to anybody, is to say he's just a flat good person. He helps people.
Thank you, Joe.
And you don't always.
And you're right. I mean, as far as making the people feel comfortable, right. They are. I see that they're kind of intimidated at times when they first walk in. But my goal is by the time that they leave my office, that's all been removed. You know, and that they're comfortable.
Yeah. Well, I think we all share a servant's attitude, and that's really what you strive for in any profession, is to serve your clients.
Right.
Eventually, your needs will be met if you take care of those who you're serving. I mean, it's a principle I think we all hold very near to our hearts.
Very simple. It's the circle. What goes around comes around, and if you do the right thing, it's going to come back. And you know, we've all watched people come and go in every
in
one
South
of our professions.
We've seen a lot of people come and go.
Quite a bit.
And attorneys, insurance agents, CPAs. Mm-hmm. Boy, we got a couple of CPAs you and I'd like to shoot, now that I think about it, Vince, you know, but we aren't going to talk about them. I wouldn't necessarily say really shoot them, but maim them a little.
No.
But it wouldn't bother me a little bit. But, you know, you run into all kinds of people over a period of a long time, and you always want to associate with what I call good people.
Well, Joe, it's also important to make sure that the people who you're dealing with give you value for your money. Okay, no one that we deal with do we make all of our income off of.
No.
Okay, so we try to treat each person fairly, give them a good value, so that, you know, we can live with what we do. But there are other people, I'm gonna tell you, Joe, who I've ran across, who sell their wallet first. Whatever's best for them economically.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to buy today, or that's what you need to have in your will, or that's what you need to buy for your insurance. And bang, all of a sudden you have products that may not fit your needs, but certainly fit his wallet.
And those are the ones that usually don't stick around that long.
And they give the rest of us a bad reputation.
Right.
Well, you know, it becomes like John Grisham is one of my favorite authors. He writes all books about attorneys. Mostly of them are not good, not, let's put it this way, flattering.
Do you think it's because he
not
was
flattering.
An attorney,
because,
or is an attorney?
Exactly. He actually practiced for a couple of years, I understand.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I think we talked about earlier today, Dan, was that very often a person walks in to see an attorney and says, hey, I have this problem. Can you handle it? And the attorney says, yes. And I charge $250 an hour, $350 an hour, $500 an hour, whatever the price is.
Mm-hmm.
And the client leaves, and the attorney goes, whoa, I've got to go learn that now.
Right.
And then he hits the clock
cracks
and stops.
The books.
Then he hits the clock and starts paying, and the client is paying to teach, and the guy has to go learn. Now, yeah. Greg, right away, and what has happened is over the years, no matter what a client of mine says to me that as legal advice, I say, let me call Greg. Sometimes I've called him from the house. Sometimes I wait and I call. And Greg will say, no, Joe, I don't do that, but I know a guy down the street, 3-4 blocks, 10 blocks, 20 blocks away that does that, and this is the person I would recommend because you have faith in that person.
Right, yeah, and if I'm not comfortable with doing it, I'm not going to.
No. And I think we all fall into that position. I give you another example. You know, my son's an attorney, and I pick on him mercifully. So it's like I give him respect. Like he called me a couple months ago. He wanted to get some recommendations for some maritime legal advice.
Mm-hmm.
I did a little research. He did a little research. We found a guy down in Charleston close to him. Very good. He will sit in on the trial. He's already purchased the books. We'll be taking some courses because he won't charge you to learn it, but he wants to learn that particular branch of law. He sees an unfulfilled need for that. There are very few maritime attorneys.
Very few. Mm-hmm. Very
so few. He said, you know, I'm good at what I do, Dad, but I don't want to charge for what I don't know. I need to get right. some knowledge, so here's how I'm going to get it. And I said, that's what you need to do. So.
Hey, you know, the apple intrigue.
Well, it's like I used to always say, don't call me if you have a big boat.
Okay? Right, right.
So I've taken the classes. I've done all the things I can do. I feel comfortable up to 50 foot. Hey, anything above that?
Wait a minute. My boat's 41. You're going to lower my premium?
I might.
I'm a pretty high risk.
Anything above that, I'm going to send you to a Marine specialist.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. You got, well, your boat passed the Marine survey?
Actually, I had it surveyed, you know.
When you bought it,
That's 3 years ago. Now it's better shape than it was.
Dan, you need to know the dinghy is already missing.
Yes. Right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, can I put in a claim
post?
The dinghy got dinged.
The dinghy fell off?
Yeah, you heard about that, right, Greg?
No, I did not.
So I went to the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
you know, which the boat ran all the way over, all the way back, and all the way there. It didn't break.
Right.
But the second day over there, we were going back and forth to the sandbar and kids, and I had two grandkids with us, and everything was doing wonderful, and I just tied the link dinghy up loosely to the back stairwell because we're going back and forth.
Right.
Well, we didn't go back or forth, whichever direction it was, and I forgot to retie it properly.
Mm.
The dinghy is now probably in Morocco.
Now it's probably
I hope it found
source.
A good home.
Well, I'm sure it did.
Yeah, right. It did find another home. Either there, it's still floating out in the middle of the Atlantic. But
so did you see it break loose? Or
No. I got up in the morning, loose. I looked in the back, and it was gone.
Nowhere in sight.
No.
Not only nowhere in sight, we got out and traveled around for about a five-mile radius. And
still nowhere in sight.
And got on a radio, and nobody said, hey, we found it. You know, I'm assuming the way the wind and the tide were going that it is in Morocco.
It's on its way.
On its way.
So maybe you tie them up a little more tighter next time.
Well, you ever notice how a sharp stick in the eye teaches you something?
That's true.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
2x4 to the head does the same thing.
2x4 to the head, same thing.
But that attitude adjustment we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. There's many things that we have done in our lives that we don't ever want to do again, and that's just one of them.
Yeah. So what do we say? Wisdom is an accumulation of mistakes?
Other people's.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully other people's. You know, that's what you want. Now, that's what my father used to say, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, learn from my mistakes.
As he was beating you?
As he was beating me.
It only hurts you not as much as it does me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. This hurts me more than you. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah,
and
right.
What if I want to make a phone call to this radio station?
Yes, you can. By the way, there's a phone line that's available. If you have a question of the folks here today, you can call us locally or anywhere at 888-221-8990. That's a toll-free number for everybody.
888-221-8990. And again, as Dan was saying earlier, if you don't want to talk to us on the radio, you can call the radio station anytime. Pastor Tom or Connie will take your name and number and have us call you back, and we'll be glad to help anybody we can.
I had a situation that came up this week, and since Greg's here, it might be interesting to hear what he had to say about it. I had a fellow called me. He had a mother that he took care of for a number of years. He helped her with her home, paying on the home, buying her medicine, taking care of her, you know, as she needed help.
Right.
He has three sisters, mm-hmm. and they live in other states, not locally. One mm-hmm. sister does live close by. But anyway, he had a business with his mother and his own business, and in the process of trying to do everything, she had a will. She has a business with her son. And for some reason, he put a quit claim deed against the home because he was making the payments and everything. Now the mother has died, and he's trying to settle the estate. He's the executor of the estate. And he recently got a letter from his sisters. They have an attorney, and it's gotten nasty.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Is there a so recourse? I mean, is there something that one can do to prevent getting into a situation like this?
I don't know if you ever can prevent that sort of thing. I mean, especially when you do things like that, that they're kind of outside the box. I mean, she didn't will that property to him.
She has a will. The will was divided equally among the four.
But
they
home.
Think that he's hiding some money somewhere.
What about the quitclaim deed? He had mom sign a quitclaim deed?
He initiated, he filed it, but he never executed it.
Well, it was never executed.
So it's not done.
That's my understanding. But apparently
it was executed or not filed. She might have signed it, but he never recorded it.
It never recorded. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting.
So if it's not recorded, it's as though it's never happened.
It's a legitimate transfer.
However,
as of the date.
Look at
of the
Howard
deed.
Hughes.
Okay. But it all has to go through probate and get settled out.
No doubt about it.
Remember the Howard Hughes thing? He had all this money, had his great will. So you can never stop somebody from jumping up and saying, hey, I object, I want this, or I'm this person.
People are going to do what they're going to do. I mean, if they're not happy, they think they have some type of legal recourse. Maybe, and I'm not saying it happened in this case, but maybe, you know, when there's power of attorney for the parent, and the parent is not really that competent, and money does, you know, go.
It could be a legitimate claim.
But there's another thing that happens too.
That needs to be looked at.
But I mean, if I had a mom that I wanted to make some changes,
right,
and she agreed to that, I would make sure she was recorded,
right,
so we could justify her mental competency,
right, if she's
before
able,
we made these things.
If she's able to,
we've all seen these things. Quote, competency. I've signed a document. You know, now there's multiple. People make multiple mistakes when they do not use an attorney. Have you ever noticed that, Greg?
I've noticed that.
You've noticed that?
Yeah, I've noticed the after effects.
You know, I had a client of mine, a widow lady, no children. She had a few nieces and nephews, and she was going to leave $1 million. And 2 weeks before she died, now she was on dialysis, and she decided to get off of dialysis, so she was going to die. And she said, now I'm going to change my will. Instead of giving everything to my nieces and nephews, I'm going to divvy it up between 8 or 10 other people, etc. Everybody's going to get something. And I said, oh, this is wonderful.
You can see the future.
That's a red flag right there, right near
big time.
When she passes away.
So what we did was, I said, okay, fine, what we're going to do, we're going to have two separate meetings. She's in a nursing home, in a hospital, and we're going to have Greg Fasula come in, and he's going to ask you questions. I am not going to give you the answers. Greg will ask you the questions, and you will tell him the answers, and we're going to videotape it.
Yeah.
And we did it two separate times, a few days apart, so that she was totally competent. There's no doubt about it. Just because she was going to die in a couple weeks. But boy, I will tell you something. When all of a sudden she did die, and I was waiting for that phone call from the relative up north that said, by the way, do you have a copy of that stuff? And I said, hey, no problem. Not only that, I'm going to send you a copy of the videotape, the whole thing, and it was done.
Right.
There was no argument.
Right. So in that situation, that avoids problems, because if you didn't have that tape, and she died, and she changed her will like a couple weeks ahead of time, the only way to really resolve that in those people's minds would probably be to get an attorney and file.
And you can't blame them. You know, because to me, life is precious at any stage.
Of course.
So if somebody says to me, hey, I'm going to end my life because I'm so sick and it's not helping me, the first thing I'm going to think of is, well, you're not rationally thinking.
Yeah.
That's me personally. Now, I'm not the one suffering. I'm not the one going through all that. But to me, life is worth fighting for at any stage. So, you know, I would think someone is mentally incompetent the minute they told me that. So if it was my relative, I would say, well, you know, grandma was nuts to do that.
Yeah, or medicated.
We have had numerous situations, Greg, you have, Dan, all of us. Vince, we've had numerous situations where family members started to do work around the outside rather than going straight up the middle. I've got four kids, mom's out to lunch. One of the kids had mom execute a power of attorney, a will, the whole nine yards, and they found an attorney to do it. And the first attorney said no because didn't think mom was competent. Second mm-hmm. one did it. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, what do you think is going to happen down the road when this whole thing comes full circle?
Litigation.
Yeah, probably.
No kidding.
And if that's a devious brother, he should be litigated because he's trying to cheat his siblings.
Well, the other thing I said, I got together with all of them and I said, let's stir the pot. Come on, let's all work together as a family because the family's going to fall apart. Can't we just get this taken care of? And it's still...
Well, haven't all of us sitting here seen that destroy families?
How many times?
Everyone. Right.
Numerous times. So
that was my question about, you know, when you see this kind of stuff going on, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And it's preventable in many cases if... As you said earlier, you have the estate planning, you have the proper will, the proper trust, the things that need to be done
so that when the time comes, you just want to have good records and be open about it, and that should prevent those problems.
Mm-hmm. And you know, or you should know, if you are at death's door mm-hmm. and you decide to make drastic changes, that's going to be a red flag that people will look into. Don't expect it not to happen.
Yeah, it is a red flag.
Well, I mean, we've all had that experience where we've had a relative or we've seen a relative of someone who's just passed who fight with their siblings over stuff that should have been taken care of by the mom and dad properly. And that's really where somebody like Greg comes into place.
One of the things that happens, folks, is that people kind of put their head in the sand and hope things will work out over a period of time. And then all of a sudden it's too late. And then the fight ensues and then the whole family falls apart. So if anything our group has tried to do, and I mean every one of us, is to try to avoid that for the benefit of the family. So you fight over what, $50,000, $100,000, quarter of a million, I don't care how much it is, it's not worth it. When you lose this...
I've got a sort of similar question. Vincent, if something like that were to happen, mm-hmm. and someone were to, let's say, try to... hide assets or hide money or hide resources, is that something that a forensic accountant has a better chance of finding?
Oh, without a doubt. Of course, it would take work. You'd have to
I didn't say it wouldn't be free or it mm-hmm. wouldn't take work, but isn't that something that aren't you like able to sniff that out?
Well, sort of the procedures that we look at, and as a forensic, we'll look deep into the books and records in order if they have a company or if they don't, if they have a personal checkbook. We can look and see what disbursements. We look at bank records, see if there's been transactions overseas, for example, into foreign accounts, things like that. Yes, that would be uncovered or could be uncovered in such a...
But you'd have to have that speciality that you have to help find that.
Well, yeah, it helps to have the experience. It's also 37 years of experience in auditing, tax work, forensic work, litigation support. Yes.
Let me ask you this, Vince. If someone is being accused of that, mm-hmm. you could also look into the affairs of that individual and say, you know, everything they did was legit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, to help exonerate them.
That's exactly right. It can work both ways. Mm-hmm. Actually, what you're going for is truth, as you know.
Absolutely. Very simple.
Truth that's what you're looking for is truth.
We had the week before, we had a question. A young man called in. He's partners with mom on a business, and he's got other siblings, and they just didn't have this thing organized. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a situation that happens regularly, and what you do if you wait too long to get this thing, once somebody's, quote, not competent mm-hmm. to make a written statement, boy, look at now I've got to get somebody to attest to the competency. That's number one. Mm-hmm. And if you get an attorney to attest to it and an attorney gets caught doing that, he's in deep trouble. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how you lose your license to operate. So,
well, you know, power of attorney is this really broad range as far as that person being able to handle anything regarding your finances. So any type of asset or
You get a durable
property,
power of attorney.
Accounts, everything.
And it has all kinds of implications, too. Medicaid and Medicaid planning, Medicaid strategies.
Yep.
What happens to you when you're impending that you may be going into a nursing home? Mm-hmm. What happens to the money?
Yep.
What happens if you decide not to go into a nursing home and then you want a sibling, for example, that may want to take care of the mom or the dad? Then how do they get compensated? How does that affect the other siblings? There's so many myriads of and like Joseph,
well,
we try to get involved early enough to help them.
Aren't there attorneys that specialize in elder law?
There are.
You're looking at.
That's you.
Can you believe that? Here he is, Greg. He looks. I know he doesn't look as old as
he is. I knew he did estate planning, but you know there's a different.
What is elder law? I mean, it does. It involves the wills, trust, probate, power of attorney, health care, you know, living
Medicaid,
wills.
Medicaid.
So I think all of that is underneath that umbrella.
The rules and regs on a look back that the government may have.
Yeah, all that stuff.
I mean, that's important.
Mm-hmm. Well, you brought up an important point. I know when my mother-in-law got ill that they went to an attorney, and he was a, quote, you know, elder attorney. He specialized in that. And there were things that he had to do as far as putting the home in a trust and doing things so that she could get the medical care that she needed without bankrupting the family and all of that. And so that, you know, if you have parents that are elderly, they're looking at nursing home and things on limited incomes, there's a lot of things you might need to think about to get in order to make sure that dad still has a home when mom passes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, in Florida, the homestead is exempt from all of these things once you have a homestead. So that's an easy part.
And it's sad that in many cases, Joe, Pastor Tom's right, you have to almost bankrupt yourself before the government that you've been paying into all your life will help you, versus if someone who's just basically snuck across the border or floated over, the government seems to have a whole variety of packages and aids and programs for them. And I don't mean to sound like, I don't care about those people, but I care about Americans first.
Do it legally and do it right.
Where it's going to be paid for with my tax dollar. If I want to give to charitable organizations that help new immigrants, that's on me. Mm-hmm. But my tax dollar should go to help people who pay into taxes.
Well, one of the things that when Pastor Tom was talking about, quote, elder law, and let me jump on you, Greg, for a minute, but bottom line is Florida's got some really good things to protect a spouse.
Right.
Very good things that they can actually do things with assets that a lot of other states you cannot, that are 100% legal to protect the surviving spouse.
There's even a way you could buy long-term care up to certain amounts that will allow you to not have to spend your estate all the way down to nothing.
Right.
There's a certain cap that you have to spend it down to, much higher if you have certain types of long-term health care. So you're right, Joe. There are some things
that
can be done.
There's lots of different rules.
Yeah. To give you an example, to follow on what you're saying, Dan, that's absolutely right. It's one of those Medicaid strategies we talked about, is that the IRS, basically the government, has a five-year look back right now. So one of the strategies is you get a long-term care policy and you buy it for 5 years.
That's correct.
And therefore, the clock starts ticking. You're not collecting under Medicaid for those 5 years. Somebody else is paying those bills, and you basically going to have all your bills paid for by that policy. That's one strategy, which is an excellent strategy.
And it works.
The only problem with that is you have to qualify for the insurance. If you are not in the right kind of health, the premium might be off the wall.
Probably the older you are, too.
And the older
the
premium
is more. But the whole concept is this. Here comes back into talking to somebody that has some competence in that area. And I'm saying there's probably three or four of us sitting here. I deal with this constantly. Greg deals with it constantly. It's a normal subject. Mm-hmm. And this, quote, Medicaid planning, making sure a person qualifies. To me, it's this. You go into a nursing home today, it's $6,000-$7,000 a month. Okay, that's a lot of money, $6,000-$7,000 a month. Well, the average person, their Social Security is $1,500. Well, guess what? That $1,500 is gone. Now we got to dip into the till, $4,500 or $5,000 a month, and after a couple of years, the nest egg is gone. Mm-hmm. Well, the government says we have ways that we can help the surviving spouse during that, so that person can qualify for Medicaid almost immediately. Yeah. You just have to plan this.
There's certain things you got to do. But it just infuriates me, Joe, that you could take a lifetime of small accumulations, trying to get ahead, saving for your retirement, and in a short period of time, they're going to put you in a room, and I've been there, Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
Not much bigger than a prison cell.
Yeah,
but and they're going to tell you that it costs them $7,000 a month.
That's right.
To feed and house this little old man.
I know a fellow that was.
I reject that.
I know a fellow that was in a facility here locally, and I would go to visit him. And you walked into the room, and it looked like a hospital room.
Yeah, yeah. About the same size.
About the size of a hospital room. Fortunately for him and his wife both were in the same room. But the dressers looked like something they picked up on the curb.
Yeah.
You know, the TV looked like something that came from, you know, Ozzie and Harriet.
Right, right.
You know.
Who was that, Tom?
Sparse. It was an old TV show. You don't remember? But you know, it's very, very sparse. Not
yeah, right.
Not anything at all.
And the cost
off the wall
scares the bejeebers out of you.
Well,
and
it,
then
it
you think about you try to think about someone going over here to another facility in town where everything is new and nice, and they've got a grand piano sitting out there for the people to play, and all these amenities. You know, I can't even imagine. You know, the
well,
cost.
You know, the listening audience knows, and all you guys know, I'm pretty conservative. But I just...
Oh, you're kidding.
Yes. But I do not believe that we should bankrupt our elderly, and it should not cost that kind of money. There should be no profit in misery. And when I see people in these facilities, I view misery, and I don't think there should be profit in misery.
Well, I had an insurance agent approach me some time ago about long-term health, and I said, "You want me to pay you how much, so that somebody who makes $8 an hour can give me tender loving care?" I said, "How much do you think $8.50 an hour buys in tender loving
it
care?"
Buys you two pills in the wheelchair, push you off to the side,
and sit you in the corner.
Yeah.
One of the things that happens, folks, and the reason we bring this up, these are different subjects that we talk about all the time that we kind of take for granted. And if it comes to Greg Fasola, attorney, or Joe Martek, financial advisor, or Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, Vince Rosino, a CPA, all of us deal with these things on a regular basis, constantly. So it doesn't hurt to talk to somebody to get some expert advice. And quite honestly, none of us charge to talk to you on the telephone.
If you call today.
Even if you call us in our offices, we don't charge to talk to people. When you finally say, hey, we need to sit down and we need to formulate a plan and we're going to take up some time and do some documents, well, guess what? Now you start to get paid. Is that
fair? That's right. My first initial consultation is free. I don't charge it to, because a lot of times I don't know what exactly that client needs, and I may not be able to help them. So I'm not going to charge to say no.
We talk about this, Dan and I, all the time, about somebody that comes from up north that lived in Jersey for 20 or 30 years. They had a will done up there. Now they're living in Florida for 5 or 10 years. Florida has different requirements, legal requirements when it comes to a will. So sometimes we say, hey, just call Greg and maybe it'll be fine. But if he looks at it and tells you it needs to be amended, it's something that is not very difficult to do, and you're not going to take a lot of time.
Right.
Well, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You just have to make it fit Florida law.
That's all.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
1-888-221-8990. We're not stirring the pot very well today, Tom.
Well, if there's people out there and they've got questions about elder law or about estate planning or taxes or insurance or financial planning,
today's a good day.
Today's a good day
to
call.
We got four people here today.
We're just eager to impart our knowledge.
And so eager to impart.
And I like that.
If you're out there and you have a question, don't let the day go by without calling here, 888-221-8990.
You know, can I just add something? I'm talking about items of interest, because lately, since we've been, just to move a little bit off the healthcare topic a minute, is talking about the globalization of finances. I mean, Joe, this is something you probably see articles on all the time regarding people who have monies in foreign bank accounts. I got a blurb today from, and the IRS actually published this, telling and advising practitioners to make sure that we go out there and ask our clients
Money laundering.
Not so much laundering, Joe. It's offshore money, offshore accounts.
Let's suppose you do that, and I say to you,
I don't have one.
But I do. Are you my accountant responsible for my having it and not having shaken me hard enough to get the true answer.
No, I don't think it. No, it doesn't go down to that level, Ben. But here's what it does go down to: we've got to document that we've asked you the question, and the reason why is because if the IRS finds out later that you had these accounts and didn't report them, there's an awfully huge fine involved in it. And it's very easy to say, but my accountant knew that. My CPA should have known
and
that.
Didn't
ask me. So how would I know these things? And so there's been a come down from on high that we should be asking. So I would ask all the listeners out there that if you do have foreign accounts, that you bring that to the attention of your CPA when they're doing your taxes.
HSBC, big.
But isn't one of the reasons that one would have a foreign account is that they don't want the government to know?
Well, precisely.
That's the reason that they're hiding that money somewhere.
Tom,
I'm suspicious.
I would tell you, I got one thing about Tom. He is not the
revelation. It was a revelation.
But my question is, is there any legal requirement for that person to divulge that information?
Oh, boy. Oh yes, there is. In fact, you sign that off. You sign it.
You think the IRS says, hey, if you can hide the money, we don't care?
No, there is, Tom, in all seriousness, there's a schedule that you file with your 1040 on interest and dividends where you sign off, basically say you do not have.
Well, how about this? What if I earn money here in America and I pay taxes on it?
Right.
And then I say, since my bank only pays me 1/2, 1/10, 1/4, 1/3%
Big money.
I'm going to send my money to Aruba. Yeah. I'm going to send it to somewhere where they're going to pay me more.
Right. And I'm not going to send it to Greece.
I didn't hide the money. Greece is paying 17%. And now I'm moving it. Can I legally do that?
Sure.
You can legally move your money any place you want to move it. The question is, how do you report it? When do you have to report it?
I don't ever want to report it. I already pay taxes on it.
No. It's not the money. First of all, they want to know if you have money in foreign accounts.
How about this? What if I do this?
Dan, do you have that account in Russia now?
Yeah. Wait. My Roth IRA.
You take your rubles and you're doing what? Right.
What if I take my Roth IRA, which says I never have to take it out? It's a Roth IRA.
Right.
I never have to take it out.
Right.
Can I send that to a third world country?
You could send it, but you have to report
it. I don't mind reporting it. I don't want to pay any more taxes.
The reason is, obviously, they're not necessarily looking. They're looking for two things. Money laundering, where you're taking money offshore.
I'm not
and
smart enough
there.
For that.
That's right. Number one. Number two is interest earnings on all that right. stuff. Interest and dividends appropriately have to be sourced
back
here.
So interest that is earned overseas
is taxable here?
That's correct. But is it taxable here if you don't bring it in?
It doesn't matter, Joe.
No kidding.
It's worldwide.
It can sit
money over. Lost abroad. Can I write it off?
In what respect? Lost doing what?
Investment
loss.
Of course. Now, here's the thing. If you're part of, this is not so cut and dry. If you're part of a major international brokerage firm, then it really doesn't matter. When
it
I say that,
like,
if you're part of Fidelity, a Fidelity office in Hong Kong.
It can't be Bubba's.
No, not time. Bubba's investment account. No. No.
Well, what happens is
Bubba's will fly you an extra, dividend. Just
many.
Does that also other assets like property? If you have a home somewhere,
if you've got a second home in Turkey, yes, sir. If it's in your name and you have title to it and you have access to the money,
hey Dan, that family property back in Russia,
yeah,
is that in your name now?
But there
not
are
yet.
Not yet.
But there are financial limits in terms of what the minimums are.
Because I know a number of people that are buying homes in Costa Rica, Nicaragua, different places.
They advertise on Ephesus. TV for Belize.
Yeah. Belize.
Well, all you have to do is report it. It's not a big deal. So you report it. Like in the Bahamas, thousands and thousands of homes are owned by Americans.
And another big thing on the horizon that people should be aware of is when you inherit money from people in foreign countries. Because there are transfer issues on transferring money from a non-resident to a resident of the U.S. There's issues there.
What if you're a non-profit?
I don't know. I'd have to look into that.
But if I give it to a non-profit,
yes.
I create my own non-profit.
But these are things that you should discuss with a competent professional, and most people don't know or aren't aware of these implications.
The question is this. The government is big time right now.
And getting bigger.
Looking at foreign banks or people with foreign bank accounts that used to be secrecy, quote.
Like in Swiss banking.
Yeah, like Switzerland. Swiss, right?
And they're now nailing these banks for helping people defraud. And there's the magic word. Fraud, defraud, our government or any government out of
those
what they consider their due taxes.
Pretty tight-lipped. I can give you a personal example. I've got a series of investment bonds that were put in a Swiss bank in 1913 at 7% interest.
Okay, and?
And nobody knows where the money went after the war.
Do you know where it is?
It's in some bank. Okay. I don't know. You would think that the government, since they're shaking them all up, should be able to say, can't you find this money for poor old Dan and his family? Because it was put in one of your banks. Oh, no, they can't find that. But they can find some other guy's money who's hiding it now.
All I know is that right today, and Vince was saying it, today, this week, this month, this year, our U.S. government taxing authorities are big time nailing foreign banks, big time, about defrauding.
But how can our government do anything to a foreign anything?
Well, because here's what happens. That foreign bank is also doing business in America.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to pay fines based on this whole thing. And guess what? When you're one of the biggest banks in the whole world, you got to pay the fine. You got to say, mea culpa, I'm sorry, I screwed up. Here's the $10 billion and whatever. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they lose. If they lose 25% of their market share or 50% or 40%, because America's probably the biggest market share of any place on earth, everybody wants to be here. So right today, what Vince was leading into, this is a monster thing
that's going on. It's big and getting bigger. Well,
yeah.
I don't know anybody who does it. I mean, I know people do it.
Well, see, all of us, we don't run in a circle.
I barely have enough money to put in an American bank.
It may be unbeknownst to you. You may have a relative, like I may have a relative in Italy that wants to leave me money.
And I hope I have one like that.
All of a sudden, with they may die leave and the money's bill. Left to you. And
who ever heard of an Italian with nice. Money?
There's plenty of Italians with money.
It depends on what part of Italy you come from.
What part of Italy? Oh, we're not. Are we talking Sicily now?
No comment.
We got Rosino, Fasula. We don't know about these things.
Good Italian.
Not at all.
Not at all, right?
Don't know anything about that.
1-888-221-8990. Now, these are not normal subjects for the average listener and for any of us either.
But it was interesting to me.
I know.
I like to learn new stuff.
But if you got questions today about IRAs, 401ks, if you want to talk about a business, if you want to talk about starting a business, you want to talk about LLCs, subchapter S, pick all kinds of letters and numbers and words that we take for granted. If you want to talk about car insurance, business insurance, life insurance, health insurance, helicopter insurance, don't call me.
No planes,
no
mega
planes,
yachts.
No trains.
If you want to talk
no
about
mega yachts.
Power of attorney. Here's one of my, how much time we got, Pastor Tom?
You got about six minutes.
Oh, goody. Because we have an attorney here. Mm-hmm. And this is one of my favorite subjects. Probate.
Probate?
Probate.
He didn't do that.
Wait a minute. It's not over with
he's
yet.
He's clenching his hand.
So he's holding his hands.
He hasn't rubbed his hands
See, now what happens is, on the other radio show we do, we stream live with pictures on a camera. So I always say, now,
they zoom in.
Zoom in on Greg now. Get ready, because let's assume I die. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will not be upset. And let's assume my daughter goes to you, Greg, because she says, hey, Dad says you are the only attorney that will talk to him. Well, something like that.
Okay.
And she walks in the door and says, my dad has a $1 million estate subject to probate. What do you do?
What do I do?
First of all, he starts smiling.
He starts smiling, plans his vacation.
Okay. Where do you make reservations?
Okay, so, where do you make reservations?
All right, so you say subject to probate.
Yes.
So we want to look at those assets and make sure that's the case, because a lot of times people think that they have assets subject to probate that they don't.
But
because
this one,
they have things like IRAs
but this
and
is
annuities.
For sure.
And,
this is for sure. Come on.
Lots of accounts
quit beating around the bush.
Aren't subject to probate. Well, if it is subject to probate, you have to open up an administration. That's the only way to transfer those assets from that deceased.
So my daughter
name.
Says, okay, Greg, he's dead. Now, come on, hurry up. Mm-hmm. How much money am I going to get, and how long is it going to take me to get it? And you say?
Well, if all goes well, we're talking about 6 months.
6 months? Mm-hmm. Is that what you said?
How much are you going to charge?
No, wait a minute. The next question is, this is the one where Greg starts rubbing his hands together and smiling. How much are you going to charge?
Well, if it's you, I'll charge extra.
I know. And that's only right.
It's guided by statute.
Well, it's kind of guided. You can charge more, but they have guidelines.
You can charge more, but the Supreme Court of Florida has set out what the reasonable fees are depending on the size of the estate. So if you're talking about $1 million probatable estate, you're correct, talking a 3% attorney's fee.
Okay, Mr. CPA.
Whoa.
How much is 3% of $1 million?
I think the last time I looked, it was
$30,000. $30,000. Oh, now, my daughter says
nice
to you,
vacation.
Greg, nice, I'm going to give you 30 grand. It's going to take me 6 months to get this. And you're going to say, yep.
Okay.
Or more.
Then
or
you
longer.
Say, why didn't you make my dad do a trust? And right, you would say, because.
Right, he never asked.
There you go. Because oh, he never asked. So here, folks, is my point. Wills and trusts avoids, a trust can avoid probate. A will, a lot of things, Greg said, you don't need to go through a trust, mm-hmm, that you can avoid probate. Certain things are not subject to. Greg said it. Annuities are not subject to probate. Homestead is not subject. A lot of things are mm-hmm not. But
IRAs.
The key thing, if you don't know what those are, it pays you to find out.
And, yeah, and it does. It does.
Because I don't want Greg to get 30 grand all at one time.
And I get a lot of people that, you know, they come in to see me and they think they need trust. Their
right
neighbor tells them, you need this trust.
Right.
And then I look at their estate and say, you know, why? You don't have any probatable assets.
See, now here's what happens is, and let me just tell you what happened. Let's say a trust costs $1,500 and a will cost $400. Well, Greg just talked himself out of $1,500 and down into $400.
Right.
But that's the kind of person Greg is. He is not going to automatically do something that is not in your best interest unless you say, that's what I want.
Yeah, I mean, there are times when it's pretty obvious that a trust is going to help them out a
yep
lot, but sometimes it's not. So I just lay out the advantages and disadvantages to each one and let them weigh it
but
out.
See, Greg, that's why we send people your way. I have to feel comfortable that when I send someone to you, that you're going to take good care of them in an ethical way and
right
sell them the right product for them. And I don't have to worry about it again.
Yeah. And Dan and thank I and Vince, we have all seen attorneys that don't do that.
No,
we have seen some horror stories where people paid, let's say, exorbitant amounts of money that did not have to. And after it's done, coming back and telling them that it was a mistake.
I don't even tell.
You can't tell them. You're rubbing salt in a wound. For what mm-hmm purpose?
Mm-hmm.
That's like when you buy a new car, you think you got a good deal, and your friend says, well, gee, I could have gone to my brother and got you $1,000 better deal. I'm going to shoot you for telling me that. It's too late.
It's too late now.
1-888-221-8990. Pastor Tom has these cards, by the way, because he's not good at reading. So he holds up a card because it says 1 minute. Oh. What? He flashed 30 seconds at me.
Uh-oh. It's a flash.
You call
1-888-221-8990.
Connie or Pastor Tom will take your number and have us call you back. And we're here to help you any way we can. We're very blessed, lucky people that we're able to do that. And we look forward to helping people. Now he's flashing 30 seconds because he means it. Okay, Greg, words of wisdom.
I have none.
I hate to hear that from the attorney.
I have none. Avoid probate by seeing an attorney ahead of time.
That's how's good that words of
absolutely
wisdom.
Those
absolutely
are real good words of wisdom. You know, and I got to tell you, the mistakes I've made in my life by not using attorneys, yes, we have. Are mm-hmm we leaving?
Yes.
Is this 5 seconds left, Tom? Is this right? 4-3. Goodbye, folks.
Goodbye,
until
goodbye,
next week.
God bless
goodbye
you.
I want to show you.
You've something been listening to the Team Martech program. The Team Martech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team Martech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team Martech is available at 772-229-0114. We'll be right back.
This is WCNO, Palm City.